Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump has accepted the Republican Party's nomination as president. He was greeted by cheering supporters at the White House. Trump used much of his acceptance speech last night to bash his Democratic rival, Joe Biden.
Biden's record is a shameful roll call of the most catastrophic betrayals and blunders in our lifetime. He has spent his entire career on the wrong side of history.
President Trump will campaign later today in New Hampshire. Protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin against police brutality were largely peaceful on Thursday evening. Authorities there have also charged a white teenager with homicide in the slayings of two protesters there earlier this week. There were fresh protests in Minneapolis after protests in Kenosha. From Minnesota Public Radio, Matt Sepik reports hundreds of National Guard troops were called out to help police deal with unrest.
The unrest late Wednesday followed rumors of a police shooting that turned out to be the suicide of a murder suspect. Police immediately released video of the incident, but large crowds gathered downtown. Mayor Jacob Frey imposed curfews, and Governor Tim Walz activated the National Guard. By Thursday night, the downtown streets were empty except for hundreds of police, soldiers, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers.
The city of Minneapolis has enacted a curfew at 8 p.m. If you do not disperse, you will be arrested.
Minneapolis police say officers arrested 30 people in the first hour of the curfew. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
The National Hurricane Center says what's now Tropical Depression Laura is moving over Tennessee and Kentucky. Flash flood watches have been issued. Laura made a landfall early yesterday morning in Louisiana as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm has left at least six people dead and much destruction as it marched north. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is resigning. He is citing poor health. From Tokyo, Abigail Leonard prepared this report.
Abe's announcement that he'll resign comes just 4 days after he set the record as the country's longest-serving prime minister. He held the position for nearly 8 years. There had been speculation this news was coming after he went to the hospital twice in a week. This was the second time Abe had to step down for health reasons. The first was in 2007, after serving just a year. He took office again in 2012. Abe oversaw the recovery of the country after the devastating 2011 earthquake and nuclear disaster, and he successfully navigated a sometimes thorny relationship with President Trump. He was not able to fulfill his long-held goal of revising the pacifist constitution, though. A vote for his successor will likely happen next month. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Leonard in Tokyo.
You're listening to NPR News. Civil rights activists are turning out on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for a new March on Washington. It's partly in commemoration of the 1963 march led by Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Demonstrators today and others around the country are also protesting police brutality. A former president of the United Auto Workers Union has been charged with conspiracy to embezzle union funds. From member station WDET, Eli Newman reports the charges are the result of a years-long federal corruption investigation.
Dennis Williams was president of the UAW from 2014 to his retirement in 2018. According to the charges, Williams received housing, rounds of golf, meals, liquor, and cigars using stolen union funds. In a statement, the UAW says it is committed to reviewing its financial and ethics policies to restore the trust among its 400,000 active members. Williams is the second UAW president and the 15th person in the union to be criminally charged since the federal investigation began 3 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Eli Newman in Detroit.
Fire officials in California say that dozens of wildfires continue to burn out of control in that state. There are two major incidents that are now called complex fires because they contain several blazes. One of them, the LNU Lightning Complex Fire, is burning north of the San Francisco Bay Area. The other, the SCU Lightning Complex Fire, is burning east of San Jose. Both have scorched more than 575 square miles. This is NPR.